This is a CBC podcast. The World at 6, a CBC Radio cornerstone. Tune in for news from around the globe. Discover all the ways you can listen at cbc.ca/w6.
Welcome to Ottawa's Daily Podcast. 5 days a week, you'll find one really strong story from CBC Radio in Ottawa. I'm Rosemary Quipp. Here's today's feature.
Today on All in a Day, we'd like to bring you the sounds of a string symphony. But we don't have a violin, viola, cello, and double bass in our studio. We do have this. Yes, that music you heard came from a balloon. When students enrolled in Professor Jesse Stewart's Introduction to Instrumentation class at Carleton University, they had no idea what they were getting into. Instead of composing for orchestral instruments, they made music with balloons. Tomorrow afternoon, the Carleton Balloon Orchestra will have its debut performance. I'm joined by Jesse and his student, Matt Edwards. Welcome to All in a Day.
Hello.
Thank you, Adrian. It's a pleasure to be here.
And as I was telling you before, and I thought I was gullible, but it's actually happening. You know, you actually play balloons. Jesse, where did the idea for a balloon orchestra come from?
Well, the idea actually came from the students in the class. And so we did, as you mentioned, the class is Introduction to Instrumentation. And so we did, we were focusing on orchestral instruments as well, but I also posed the question to the class. You know, I asked them, do we need to adjust our conceptions of instrumentation now that we're living in a time when virtually any sound can be used as a viable sonic resource for music composition? And so I gave them the group assignment to come up with an ensemble that was unique and innovative in its approach to instrumentation. And the ensemble had to include all of the members of the class, all 14 of us. And so the group, they got into different groups and each did different proposals on, you know, ideas of ways of approaching instrumentation. And one group came up with the idea of using balloons as instruments. And so that's where the idea came from. And then the class collectively decided that that was the project they wanted to pursue.
Now, as the instructor, as the professor, did you have any idea what you were getting yourself into with this?
Well, my background is as a composer and a percussionist, and so I very often use found objects in my own creative practice. So I've actually released a recording called Music for Found Objects, and so I play rocks and saw blades and seashells.
Have you seen a balloon played before? Is that something that you'd seen?
I have used balloons before myself, and also I've played with a musician, a composer, an improviser from the United States named Judy Dunaway. And Judy's main instrument is, in fact, balloons. Mm-hmm. She and I have played together once previously, so I have seen it before. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that very many students in the class were familiar with the history of balloon music, as it were, but it's something that we've been, you know, learning about together, you know, in light of this project.
Now, Matt, you and your classmates took up the challenge. Were you surprised when you found the balloon and the possibilities with this instrument?
You know, I mean, I think what this project really goes to show you is that music doesn't come from the instrument, per se, as much as it comes from the performer, and that anything that's capable of producing sound can be used as a musical instrument if it's understood that way. So, So I was really excited actually at the prospect of being creative with the balloon and trying to find ways to bring music out of it.
Can you bring some music out of the balloon in front of you? Can you demonstrate some sounds?
Sure. I'll actually this was an instrument that. That I created. It started out as a water instrument and is now a wind instrument. Was initially called the tromballoon.
Can you describe what it looks like for us?
It is, at the moment, it is a long plastic cylinder with a balloon attached at the base.
Right. And there's a bit of a clamp there too, right? Is that right?
The clamp just ensures that air doesn't escape around the neck of the balloon.
All right. Tromballoon.
Now, depending on the length of the cylinder, you get different tones.
Okay.
I have a set that is actually tuned, but here's a tone, for instance.
So you've basically blown up the balloon, and you're releasing the balloon, and the air is being forced through the cylinder.
Right, and at the base, the neck of the balloon is stretched over the base of the cylinder, and by just allowing the slightest bit of air to pass through it, the balloon is actually acting as its own reed. Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. That must have been quite a revelation. Was that a revelation for you? Like, were you surprised at the sound that could produce?
I was, and actually, like I said, originally it was based on the concept of squeezing the balloon and allowing water to come. The balloon was filled with water, and the water would come up into the cylinder and change the length of the air column and thus the pitch. But it was making people lightheaded. So it was a bit of a safety hazard.
Now, I used to play the trombone. This is the tromboloon. Could I read the music that... Can I play the tromboloon? Like,
unfortunately,
the music you composed for it?
Well, unfortunately, it's more of a... I think it was more of a novelty item.
Okay.
it made... you could sustain pitches on it, but they weren't predictable.
So how did you go about composing music for this instrument?
Well, actually... we've sort of abandoned this particular instrument in terms of,
okay.
The set that are tuned are actually, they're tuned to specific tones that correspond to each other in a harmonic way. And we're still refining that composition.
Well, Jesse, as the teacher, what did you think of the composition?
Oh, I thought it was terrific. And maybe I'll just add that Matt also did in fact develop a form of notation that we use in another piece that we play. It's a very simple form of notation, but very clever nonetheless. And basically it consists of color-coded shapes that correspond to rhythmic patterns that we play on the balloon. So that'll be a piece that we're going to play tomorrow at our concert at Carleton University. So we do have one sort of notated piece, but most of the pieces we'll be playing are ones that we've worked out collaboratively as a class.
Mm-hmm. As a teacher, I would imagine it's very gratifying when you see your students recognizing the possibilities that exist just in the objects around them. Any object could be a musical instrument.
It's tremendously gratifying, yeah. And in fact, I mean, I couldn't have anticipated the... how creative and how, you know, incredible this, you know, the level of work that the students have done. I'm very pleased and very proud of all of them.
Mm-hmm. Has anything surprised you about this process, Matt?
I'm really surprised that that everyone sort of has come together and put in so much work. Everybody's been really dedicated to it, and I'm surprised at the musical results. I mean, I think that we have been able to generate some really interesting things.
As you're playing that, I'm realizing how often we limit ourselves. You know, we don't often see the possibilities that exist in any object around us, and that this really, you know, pushes the boundaries a little bit.
Yeah, and that was very much the intention behind, you know, the class and behind the assignment itself too. Yes, to really look at, you know, really question, well, what is instrumentation? What is orchestration? And even, you know, an even larger question, what is music? Mm-hmm. And what can be music?
Yeah. Well, how would you define it? What is music for you, Jesse?
Well, I would probably define it in multiple ways. I'm not sure that it has, for me, a singular definition. But for me, one of the ways in which it functions, I mean, you kind of alluded to it, music in my own life functions as a way for me to discover and work through different limitations and, you know, trying to find those boundaries and then trying to push them, as you say. That's very much the way in which I think of my own creative practice.
It's also a lot of fun. Isn't
yeah,
it? It must be a tremendous amount of fun just playing these balloons.
Yeah, I mean, everybody loves balloons.
Yeah, but yeah, I would say it's been a combination of hard work and also a lot of fun. Yeah, we do have a lot of fun at our rehearsals.
Now we want to hear an actual composition. Apparently you have a composition called Buoyancy. Is that right?
Yes, which was specially created for this show.
Okay, so and do you want to tell us a bit about the piece? What can we expect from it?
Well, I guess it's. Actually, no. We'll keep it as a surprise.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we have a quartet here. Madeline Peel is here, and Fraser Holmes as well. We'll play with Jesse and Matt. Here's our quartet, and they're just moving. Jesse's just moving over to the microphone right now. There's a green balloon that Madeline has in her hands. Fraser has a red balloon. That's not two red balloons that have not been blown up yet. And Jesse has, I don't know what color Jesse's balloon is. Jesse has a balloon, he's just bringing it up to his knee right now.
Green, blue, and red.
Okay.
Yes.
Here is Buoyancy. not the Sun. That was not the Sun Ra Orchestra. It was not Rahsaan Roland Kirk. That was the Carlton Balloon Orchestra. That was tremendous. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was
Jesse Stewart, Matt Edwards, Madeline Peel, and Fraser Holmes, and they are the Carlton Balloon Orchestra. Thank you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was great.
That was a highlight from CBC programming in Ottawa. I'm Rosemary Quipp. Thanks for listening. This podcast uploads 5 days a week. You can find it, along with its many sisters and brothers. Just check out cbc.ca/podcasting.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.